Hachette Audio presents Breakout. Written by Paul Herron. Read by Jason Culp. For Joe. We survived, and there's no doubt we're stronger after everything we've been through. But still, after the couple of years we've had, I do find comfort in the words of one of the great philosophers of the 20th century. Things can only get better. And for Bella, Caleb, and the new member of our family, Callum. You guys are literally giving me gray hairs, but I love you all anyway. When two hurricanes come into close proximity to one another, the vortices can pull together, merging, to form a much larger superstorm. The phenomenon is called the Fujiwara effect. Prologue. 3 years ago. Three names. Three bullets. I made them myself. Cast the slugs from lead mixed with Amy's melted-down wedding ring. There's a fourth bullet, too. A special one, just for me. It sits on the coffee table, glinting in the afternoon sun. First gold, then red. Tiny dents and imperfections picked out in the casing as the light slowly fades. I stare at it all afternoon, like a recovering alcoholic contemplating the bottles in a hotel mini-fridge. I eventually decide to leave it where it is. Imagining Amy's reaction is what tips the scales. She'd have kicked me in the balls for even considering it. So I leave the last bullet behind in the house we once shared. The house we planned on raising our daughter in. The house where Amy was murdered. Something wakes you up. Something other. Something that doesn't belong. You lie in bed, listening intently. It's probably nothing. A car outside. A raccoon in the trash bins. You check the clock by the bed. 3:46. Christ, you're never going to get back to sleep now. You reach out for Amy. She isn't there. You touch the rumpled sheets. Still warm, slightly damp with her perspiration. The noise must have been her going to the bathroom. You roll over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?